And he tells Peter, says in verse 28, and Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. Do I have any Peters in the house? Oh, yeah. That in the midst of the storm, even though I'm scared, even though I'm a little bit skeptical, I still call out. I still talk to whatever. Oh, come on. Whatever got me scared, I'm going to talk to it. I'm going to say, oh, is that you, Lord? I'm going to say, Lord, if it's you, let me see your face. Lord, if it's you, let me see your hand move. If it's you, Lord, bid me to come. If it's you, Lord, open up the door. If it's you, Lord, open up the windows and pour me out a blessing. If it's you, oh, come on and say, man, I know I'm not the only one that in the midst of my trouble, I still call on the Lord. In the midst of my trials, I still say, Lord, send your rain in the midst of my heartache. I say, Lord, send your healing. Do I have anybody here tonight that say, I'm the one like Peter, that when I see God moving in a different way and I don't know just what he's doing, I trust him and say, Lord, if it be you, bid me. Bid me, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast. Brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church. Pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II. One church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Amen, 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 amen. And how about giving the Lord a hand of praise for last week's survivors? Amen. I'm grateful for every day the Lord brings us through. Amen, amen, amen. And we go through some things sometime that nobody knows about, nobody understands, nobody can handle but Jesus. You know? And that's why the old folk used to say, I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus in my heart. You can't make me doubt him.
That's right.
I know too much about him. Amen, somebody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I will trust. Yeah.
in the Lord I will trust. In the Lord I will trust. In the Lord till I die. Oh yeah, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. In the Lord, and he used to say something like this: I'm going to treat everybody right. Come on, lift your voices. I'm made up my mind. Treat everybody. Yeah, I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. Till I die, I'm gonna treat everybody. Everybody right. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you afresh now as we turn our attention to your word. Lord, do what only you are able to do. Let the Holy Ghost and his perfect teaching ministry minister to us right out of the text. Show us, share with us, give us understanding, illumination, that we might not only hear and understand your word, but practice your word. And Lord, we give you praise and glory and honor for what you shall do because of your word. It is in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 21 and 22. Romans chapter 4, verse 21 and 22. One of the things that I'm grateful for is the word that God continually gives us insight and understanding as we seek him. The Spirit of God gives us new illumination so that no matter how much you have read this word, when you desire to seek him, he takes you deeper and deeper into the truths and treasures of his holy word. So don't write this off as if you already know it all and everything there is to know about it. Just walk with us if you don't mind. Romans 4, chapter, 4th chapter and verse 21 and 22. And being fully persuaded that he who had promised was able also to perform. Listen. And therefore imputed it to him for righteousness. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. I'm going to talk about fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. Some of us in certain instances of our lives have been persuaded about this or about that, but many instances in life where we needed a full persuasion to somehow evoke
the presence and the power of God in our situations, we have not been totally convinced nor convicted to have this testimony that we are fully persuaded. What I think I need to start off by saying is the fact that when one is fully persuaded, it means that they are assured confidently and convinced concretely that that is what it is, and that it cannot be changed, or at least changed in their minds. When you talk about a fully persuaded person, it is a person who has had the experience experientially to have gone through things, to have known things, to have seen God at work and know his handiwork and understand the ways of God, the principle of God, the power of God, so that they are able to operate in full confidence of God's assurance in the way that God himself does things. One of the reasons why it's important to know the Word of God is to understand the will of God. To know the will of God is to understand the way of God. And when you know the way of God, then you'll know what is God and what is not of God. And you will handle things in a way very confidently so that God himself will approve of and give support to. So being fully persuaded must have its roots in the Word of God. Somebody say, have its roots in the Word of God. Now listen, anything that you're doing, anything that God has said, anything that God has promised has its roots in his word. In other words, God will not chance telling you anything he does not have already founded. One of the ways I know it's God is because I can open up the Bible and point to it right there. When some people come and say, well, the Lord told me to tell you. And I look in the word. And God ain't told nobody else that before. And he's going to trust you to come and tell me what he's never told anyone else before. I've got issues with. I've got issues with, not that God can't do it, but it's not rooted in the way that he operates. And then one of the things that God will do is his spirit will give me an understanding, an inkling, a pronouncement before to confirm when you say what you have to say that I'll know it's God. God just has certain ways he operates that gives us the knowledge of knowing it's God. And then when he does that underneath my skin, there is a confident confirmation of God in this process. One of the things that we all know is this story about Abraham. Abram in the beginning, who was a heathen, but God found favor in him, and he told him at 75 years old to leave, you know, his father's house, his father's land, his kinfolk, etc., and go to where God would tell him. This is the explanation of the promise and faith in verse 17. Verse 17 right above. And then it is in verse 18 where Abraham gets an expectation of the promise that God's going to make him a father of many nations, etc. And he expects that. Now expectation has entered his heart, but it has entered his heart by faith. By faith. He's taking God's word at what God said. And he never dreamt of being father of many nations. He had issues with being a father, period. But the word of God can inspire and evoke faith in us. That's one of the reasons, again, why the enemy does not want us to hear the word, why the enemy does not want us to be in Sunday school, Bible study, devotional readings, the study of the word, be anywhere where there is a true going forth of the word, because when the word goes forth, it does something underneath the skin to the hearer and to the believer. And so it stirs up and it prepares you for expectation. And so Abraham developed expectation. But then verse 19 deals with examination, because he looked at his body and he looked at his age and he looked at Sarah and her age and her body, and he recognized that fate, F-A-T-E, had dealt them a bad hand, and faith, F-A-I-T-H, was able to override that. Right. And so he recognized that though he was old, though Sarah's womb was dead, meaning that there was never ever any potential for productivity, even as a young woman, her womb was dead. It wasn't dying, it was dead. And yet, the examination of the natural was not enough to keep him from believing what God had spoken to him. The word produced faith. That word that God spoke to him, that promise God made to him, produced faith in him. That faith produced expectation in him, so that when he examined everything, and that's important, because one of the things you're going to know is that when there is expectation in you, you are going to look at what you're working with. You're going to look at what you have. You're going to look at what you don't have. And sometimes what you don't have will not equal up to what God says you will have. But here's where you come into this understanding. It's not you who's going to make it happen, but God. Your job is to believe that it will happen. You have got to attach your faith to what God has said and hold on to it. Listen, when you get through examining all of the issues, the parts and the pieces that go with the situation, and it does not look favorable, what you've got to do is go back to what God said.
Yeah, right.
And recognize that he knows far more than you know. And listen, he made the promise. Now, when you know he made the promise, it's an exciting thing, because he will bring it to pass. I said, when he made the promise, he will bring it to pass. Listen, when you examine, and you got to do that periodically, because one of the things examination does is it plots your progress. It helps you in the course of time and action understand where you are, how closer you are or not to what God said will happen. Listen, I'm so close to getting 2020 vision. Till I woke up this morning and Leah turned on the light, and I looked at her and saw her as clear as day. Wait, hold on. But somebody might say, but it was just my imagination. No, but it was an examination. I could not tell whether it was real or not for a few seconds. I looked at her and the tears started flowing and she looked at me like, it's going to be all right. I said, I know it is. And she's looking at me like, you all right? And I was saying, I was trying to tell her, I see you just as clear as day. Listen,
yes, sir.
However, I honestly could not tell whether it was in the flesh or in the spirit. But because I know it's coming soon, it felt like it was already here to stay. I got so excited, I'm like, hurry up, we got to get to church, hurry up. The rain was coming down and it was like, I don't care, let's hurry. I got to tell somebody what the Lord has done for me. And listen, my brothers and sisters. And so we moved to verse 20 where he said, he staggered not. God promised he'd restore my sight. That's a promise. I'm holding on to it. I'm not staggering at the promise because listen at this. That was a time for several months when I could not see a thing. Nothing. Nobody. Nothing but blackness. And he has already brought me from that point. I'm talking about, listen, if he don't do no more. But the problem is, he's already done this, and this is on the way to that. Y'all ain't hearing me here. So I got no reason not to doubt God. I wouldn't doubt him because he's already shown me too much. And so he didn't stagger at the promises of God, but was strengthened. And listen to this. This is exaltation in verse 20. And he gave God glory. I understand that. I understand that. When you see God at work doing what nothing and no one else could do, and he does it for you, you can't help but give him glory. And so these verses were the introduction to what I was going to say. Verse 21 now. And being fully persuaded. This is the confirmation, because what it's saying was, after I've been through all that I've been through, if I would have been otherwise minded, I could not be fully persuaded. In other words, if I had any doubts in my mind at this point, what God could do, what God would do, then it would not suffice me to be able to know that he could bring to pass what he promised. But being fully persuaded, convinced and assured concretely that God has the power to do what he said he will do. He made the promise. Not me. He called my attention to his word. Not me. He wanted me to understand what he wanted to do for me. And so understanding that, to be fully persuaded, means the devil can close up his trick bag. To be fully persuaded means if he want to keep on playing the game, he can try whatever he wants to try. But when it's all said and done, I still believe the Lord. Being fully persuaded means that I've been through enough with the Lord to know that he's not a man that he should lie. Being fully persuaded means that God means what he says and he says what he means. Being fully persuaded means that if I delight myself in him, he'll give me the desires of my heart. Being fully persuaded in him gives me the ability to know that no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Being fully persuaded gives me the authority of his word to rest my hope and belief on. And he that had promised, listen, was able also to perform. You know, some people have made some promises, but they can't perform. And I might be talking about you, but you've ever had that experience? You promised some folks something and you couldn't perform? I've been there. I've done that. I've had that problem. I've had folk make promises to me and they couldn't perform. But isn't it good to know that he who promised, not was, but is, able to perform? When you take a closer look at that word perform in its entirety here in the context, it simply means that he who promised also provides. Provides. Listen, when God promises you something, he provides. What do you mean he provides? Every day until what he has promised comes to pass, he keeps on making a way out of no way. He keeps on sustaining you. He keeps on walking with you, talking with you, encouraging you, and even carrying you until you have become persuaded that he's going to do what he said he's going to do, or you've seen enough of what he's done to know that he's going to do it, whether you see it on this side or the other side is done. You've got to remember, Abraham didn't see it all. That's right. Yeah. That's right. But yet, he was fully persuaded. Yeah. Right. Why was he fully persuaded? Because when God told him that, he didn't have any children. That's right. At this point, he had one who was promised and one who was proof. Y'all catch that when you wake up. Ishmael was proof. But Isaac was promised. And when Isaac showed up, he said, well, since he done showed up, I know the rest are on their way. Whether he saw it in his lifetime or not, he was fully persuaded, convinced, convicted, concretely that God was going to do what he said he would do. And my brothers and sisters, God just wants us to get fully persuaded. And watch him, listen, watch him provide for us. Listen, until the performance is complete. The performance is complete. Not just the promise, but the performance of the promise. Promises are good, but how many know performances are better? Promises are wonderful. But performances is the conclusion and completion of the promise. God is not saying stuff he can't do. You have got to attach your faith to what God says and hold on until he performs it. And if, listen, if it is not his will in this lifetime to perform it on this side, then be at least completely, fully persuaded that he can. Somebody missed that right there. You remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? And they wanted them to bow down to the image of the king. Did not make a request of any other gods other than the king for 30 days. But these boys had God in their hearts, and they knew the word of the Lord, and they would not bow. And when the music played, everybody bowed, but they